us and what that means in our life. The kids want to join me downstairs.
One of my kids in middle school this morning said that she was praying for patience, and her dad looked at her and said, "You've been praying a whole lot about patience." After we dug into that a little bit, she was praying for patience for all of us. I have a walker that has four prongs on the bottom of it. It has a tendency to come unglued to my hand. So if you see it standing somewhere and I'm not around it, please get it to me ASAP before I get in trouble with my wife. All right. Last Sunday we were talking about spiritual warfare, and we're going to continue on working with that. Two more prayer requests that we need to remember. As I looked up, I seen Bonnie up there. And Bonnie, caught you off guard, didn't I? How many teenagers and adults we got next week going to resurrection? 33 people going to resurrection. That's just from this group. Okay, that's just from this group. There are going to be thousands gathered and infiltrating Gatlinburg next weekend. I think our prayer should be threefold. One, pray for a safe journey down there. Two, God will speak not only to our kids and our people, but to all kids and people. Wouldn't it be great to see everybody going back to their churches and revival and great awakenings breaking out? And it can happen. And then third, a safe trip back from that. Also, we're doing a baptism at the end of this month. And as we do that, there again, I am thankful. Robert is getting baptized by fire. Robert will be actually doing the baptizing, not me. So any of those that are going to be baptized, I can assure you, you are in good hands. We have taught, and I have showed him how to do it and everything. He knows what he's doing, so he'll be fine. I will be here. I'm just not able to get into the pool and do the baptism at this time, so he will be doing that. So I know you want to pray for the candidates, pray for him. God is just so good. He really is, that we have that much help. 2 Samuel chapter 23. We've got it up on the screen if you do not have it. We've got it in the pew racks, in the Bibles with the NIV, and hopefully you've got your own. We have been looking at spiritual warfare. Last week we talked about hold your hands up, and as long as you held your hands up in the Old Testament, Moses, the battle was being won. And when he began to get weak and lower those hands down, the Philistines began to win the battle instead of Israel. And so we determined last week that we were going to hold our hands. Now, I have a tendency of coming up with some good things, and then I forget about them when I get up here and I get nervous. But one of the things that I think we need to be looking at as we talk about spiritual warfare is our leaders in this church. We have leaders. We have our deacons that work with me. We have our team leaders that are also working with the different teams that we have in our church. We have Sunday school teachers that are teaching that are key. We have leaders that are on other teams and committees, like the property team, that make sure that we have lights, that we have electricity to do the works that we do. So as we think about that, there are other things that go more in depth. And the one that I want us to really look at and concentrate this month is the spiritual warfare. Satan is attacking us every day of our lives. In fact, he is inviting and he is attacking us even as we are here right now. Now, I want you to kind of picture this, if you would, this morning. We're sitting here. We've had some good music. We've had prayer. And things should really be feeling really good. But I want you to know that Satan is right here with us this morning. He is sitting here beside us, and he is weaving in and out of each and every one of us. And he is like a lion that is looking for someone that is weak so that he can distract us from worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ. Now today we're looking at when the harvest field becomes a battlefield. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 11 and 12, we see these. Next to him was Shammah, son of Agee, a Hararite. When the Philistines banded together at a place where there